Joining me by phone right now is Logan Coulter, and Logan has an amazing story he's going to share with us today. Logan, thanks for taking time to chat.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
So Logan's 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, had some serious health complications, and their insurance company, Cigna, refused to pay for those medically necessary treatments. Logan, take us back to that moment when you learned that they just were unwilling to acknowledge that this was a necessary treatment.
Yeah, I mean, when we initially got the denial, which is the pre-auth, we were devastated because at that point, we're like, gosh, this is a medical emergency. And her physician, who is one of the top in the nation with her diagnosis, said, hey, we're going to get this done, and she needs this now. And that was about 8 months back when, you know, he reached out and said, we got to get this new treatment called IVIG. And when they denied it, at that point, we thought we were in a medical crisis, and we were devastated. He's like, don't worry, we have a team on staff, and we'll reach out to them again. We're going to get this approved. And then weeks went by, and the insurance company Cigna hadn't responded. And as she just progressively got worse and worse. So, you know, we were devastated that day, but then each day following got even harder because we sat there and we watched our daughter become a shell of herself each day. And then, you know, it started off where she was struggling for a few minutes and then hours and then half a day and then a full day until, you know, my daughter completely became a shell of herself as we waited for insurance to cover her.
So she had difficulty speaking, moving, just doing day-to-day tasks, right?
Yeah, and in the early onset of it, she has a diagnosis called PANS, pediatric acute neuropsychiatric syndrome, and it started peeking its head and showing symptoms a few years ago, and then when we applied for this coverage for IVIG, she was starting to have episodes of what they call Merck flares, where she would lose the ability to really function for 20 to 30 minutes at a time. And the longer you go without treating it, the worse it gets. And where we sit today is about 90 to 95% of the day, she cannot get out of bed. She's nonverbal and can't speak for the majority of the day, can't walk. Can't eat during those episodes, so we can only eat in small moments where her brain isn't as inflamed. So, you know, this process of waiting has completely crippled our daughter.
And what response were you getting from Cigna? What were they telling you in terms of their refusal, their denial of this medically necessary treatment?
Yeah, I mean, every denial we got, which we got three, every denial said experimental. So the pre-auth denial came back and said, hey, it's experimental. Our physician came back and cited all the case studies that prove that this is not experimental, and then attached all the blood work that shows that she does have this disorder. And there's three different markers on her blood test that should have got IVIG covered through Cigna. They came back again and said experimental. So then he requested a peer-to-peer review where he speaks to a physician at Cigna and they talk on the phone. They assigned an allergist, from what I understand, to speak with him, not a neurological doctor or an immunologist. It was somebody who wasn't specialized in this field, and they denied it. And that was the third denial there. That was kind of the process. So every time they said experimental, and our physician's like, gosh, it can't be denied as experimental. He's like, I am one of the leading physicians in this, and I'm telling them it's medically necessary.
And that had to be so devastating. I can't even imagine. You're exhausted trying to care for your daughter. It's heartbreaking to see this decline. And then it's like beating your head against a wall. You cannot get the treatment that she needs.
Yeah, it was. In each denial and in each day, as she got worse and worse, and eventually we had to pull her out of school. She is now no longer in athletics. She was a phenomenal soccer player and basketball player and cross-country runner. She's now completely out of school and bedbound. So to watch that just happen was devastating. And with each denial, I got more and more frustrated. My wife and I are angry, and you know, it finally hit a breaking point where we just couldn't take it any longer. And, you know, then all the kid gloves had to come off, and then we had to fight for our girl.
And you got some really major support behind you. Mark Cuban, actor Jeremy Renner. Tell us how they got on board.
Yeah, one night, you know, my wife and I discussed for a while, are we going to go to social media with this? Are we going to go to, you know, senators and governors? And what are we going to do? Are we going to call news stations? What are we going to do? And one night, I just had it. My daughter was just bawling, and she couldn't get words out, couldn't say anything. So I gave her a pen, and she was trying to write that she wanted mac and cheese and that she wanted her phone. And that little note that she wrote took her about 30 minutes to write, that she wanted those two things. And it was just devastating to watch. And I'm like, you know what, I'm going to take a picture of this note and I'm going to post it to LinkedIn. And that's where it started, and that got legs and took off. And that really got momentum. And then several people saw it. There's some senators that saw it. I had some GMs from medical companies reach out. Tons of physicians saw it. And I started getting personal messages. And just through the power of social media, people started connecting with more people. And eventually, it was seen by a company, an MD named Morris Vaccari. He owns a company called Claimable. He shared it, and then it got more connected, it got more legs. Mark Cuban saw it, and it got to a gentleman named Harold Perini. He's an actor from, I believe, Lost and The Matrix, and he had a daughter with the same diagnosis. So he shared it on Twitter and on Instagram, and then he's friends with Jeremy Renner, and then Jeremy Renner got it. And then several, like, Hollywood celebrities started running with this thing, and it just took off. And then we just got flooded with options and ideas and resources, and all the help we've been looking for a year finally came to us through social media and not through the standard process of getting a medical claim approved.
That is the power right there of social media. And you're here in Idaho. What kind of support did you get from Idaho lawmakers?
Yeah, I mean, I tagged Brad Little in the post just for, just to get some legs to it. I did get a call from an Idaho legislator. He wanted to pick my brain. So that was awesome to see the phone call there. But outside that, I didn't get too much response from Idaho. I did, when I sent in the last appeal, I did email it to Raul Labrador as well. I didn't get a response there, but I added him to the list. So no actual local calls back.
But a lot of this pressure came from these big, well-known celebrities, people with a lot of influence, and that pretty much moved the needle for you in a major way.
It did. The pressure then just got turned up. So then Cigna, every time they made a post on social media, they were getting just tons and tons of comments, to the point they turned their comments off on social media posts because there's so many people commenting.
Wow.
Harold Perini, that Hollywood actor, every time Cigna posted, he's like, hey, thanks for the update. Where are we at on Gianna's approval? And that really sparked tons of responses on Instagram and people, you know, really catching on, like, hey, what's going on here? And then another a whistleblower in the healthcare insurance industry, a gentleman named Wendell Potter, on Twitter caught wind of it, and he's got a lot of influence in the world of healthcare, and he started sharing it. So then it just really took off at that point.
KID crew, there is much more to Logan's story, and of course we're going to get to all of it, and we'll do it right after this quick break.